Yo, what's going on, y'all? I'm back. I know it's been a minute. We had a lot of things to work out, a lot of things going on, a lot of moving parts, but here I am. It's still TDE. A lot of people know me by Trey. A lot of people know me by Views, you know. But I'm back. Now I'm solo. But I'm still here to talk about football and all the other shenanigans that goes on in. Speaking of shenanigans, we can go ahead and get started with what transpired last night. The Jameis Winston masterclass over the supposed Super Bowl bound Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, I got a lot of Pittsburgh Steelers fans on the timeline, in the DMs, in the comments talking about Steelers this, Steelers that, you know, and after last night, the Steelers are who we think they are, a overachieving team who, quite honestly, if they play literally anybody good, they're losing first round. It reminds me of the year where they went like 11-2 or some shit like that, 11-0 to start their season. I can't remember. It was one of those, like, oh, Steelers Super Bowl bound years. And coincidentally enough, they lose to the Browns. And this is Baker Mayfield, who didn't know how to throw a back shoulder pass. So that's how that run in. And now last night, we go and it shows Russell Wilson is still the same person he's always been. Addicted to turning over the ball. No one turns over outside of Josh Allen, but nobody turns over the ball like Russell Wilson. Just when you think like, yo, Russell, we need you. We need you to be the elite quarterback that everybody proclaims you are. Show up for us. Right on cue, fumble, pick, whatever it is you need, he's going to do it. I give a lot of credit, especially to the defense of the Browns. They played a hell of a game. 2-8 coming in there. I had Steeler fans convince me, you know what? Maybe this team is actually good. You know, maybe it's not a fluke. Right on cue, they go in against the 2-8 Browns and look horrible. Horrible. And I don't want to hear anything about, man, it started snowing, the weather. It didn't even matter because Jameis Winston, who loves throwing interceptions, was out there looking like prime Brady, just dicing up this. And the whole part about the Steelers this year is supposed to be, man, their defense, and their defense are good, maybe, to a degree. I don't know. TJ Watt, that's that man. But outside of that, I don't know. But their defense is supposed to be this elite defense. And Jameis Winston was out there slicing and dicing this defense up. And I'm all like, what am I watching? At first, I thought it was going to be a mid-off because nobody could get past the 50. They were struggling to move the ball. And, you know, especially coming back after playing on Sunday, which we'll get to that one too. But coming back, they played Sunday, didn't have to come back and play Thursday. Think, well, you know what? It's probably a little rust. But no, they played the exact same way they played Sunday. Struggling to move the ball. Couldn't score in the red zone. They finally did at the end of the game. They finally started to make a comeback. But again, Jameis Winston was out there just having just a master class. I couldn't believe what I was watching. The Browns ended up taking down the Steelers. Coincidentally enough, and it was so funny because the Steelers, every time they got on fourth down, you would see them bring in Justin Fields, and it's like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen. Maybe a little RPO, Fields keep, a little quarterback sneak, quarterback draw. It's literally the same play every time, and the Browns was shutting that shit down. And it's like, you know, you got to do something outside of Fields come in fourth down and try to run the ball. He came in and had one of a little deep pass. It was nice, but like outside of that, I'm not really seeing it. I don't know. Maybe I'm not really too sure what the Steelers can do. Hell, they got two quarterbacks they're paying. So I don't know. We'll see next week. We'll see what goes down. But speaking of the Steelers, that can transition me into what took place Sunday. And it's not necessarily more about the Steelers. It's more so about them fucking Ravens. Now, I have Ravens that stay on the timeline. Lamar Jackson is this. Lamar Jackson is that. Lamar should be in, like, Patrick Mahomes conversations. He should be, oh, there's nobody playing better football than him. I mean, to a degree, I guess. I had somebody tell me, like, you know what, look at the stats that he's putting up. And I still call him the Russell Westbrook of the NFL. Because every time you start having conversations about Lamar Jackson, the Raven fans are quick to throw some, well, look at his stats. That's kind of like the same shit when you get the slander in Westbrook. They'd be like, well, look at the triple doubles. Same shit. Great regular season quarterback. Not so much in the playoffs. Can't win. I'm not really sure where they go from here. But they played the Steelers, and coincidentally enough, the Steelers won. Now, I had the Ravens winning that game because of the MVP and the combination of Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson was heating up, and nobody could stop them. And look at what Henry's doing, the best back in the NFL. Steelers shut that shit down. That shit was not going anywhere. And I'm looking, and I'm just all like, man, here we go. You know, the Ravens collapse. Justin, the used to be the offense was getting the field goal range, you know, so Justin Tucker can score. These days, you can't even depend on him. Justin Tucker's out there looking washed, just missing field goals left and right. As far as the Ravens go, I think they'll be fine. This delusion that they're the best team in the AFC, I don't see none of that happening. I still think the Chiefs is still by far the best team, just for the simple fact that they have Patrick Mahomes. But, you know, now since Josh Allen finally beat his daddy for once, you know, the Bills have that strong case of being the best team in the NFL. Well, I wouldn't say NFL, I'd say more like the AFC. Well, I don't know, because it's a toss-up between them and Detroit. So, you know, it is what it is. But Josh Allen, definitely. You know, Lamar was ahead, but, like, after that victory that Josh Allen just displayed some of the most beautiful football, I didn't think he was going to be able to pull it off. I thought he was going to choke like he always does against Patrick Mahomes. But, no, he actually did it this time. You know, Josh Allen went out there and played a damn near perfect game, because you got to play a damn near perfect game to beat the Chiefs. And they went out there and did it Sunday. Amazing, amazing football we saw. But the Steelers, you know, that Steelers and Ravens game, some of the nastiest football I saw. Steelers couldn't score a touchdown, kicked 97 fucking field goals that day. The Ravens struggling to move the ball, did put points up. But again, we saw a lot of drop balls. You know, they would say, you know, the receivers aren't helping Lamar. I would say tell Lamar to throw a better ball. But that's really neither here nor there. So now we move on to, like, what transpired Sunday. And we can start with my Colts, with the best young quarterback in the NFL. To hell with all that CJ Stroud and all that other nonsense. It's Anthony Richardson, best dual threat in the league. Sliced and diced the Jets defense. Everybody thought that the Colts were going to lose that game. But Anthony Richardson comes out alive, slinging the ball. Almost 300 yards, a touchdown for the first time in his probably whole entire life. No picks. That was a good game by AR. I was a little concerned coming into that game because I saw that they made him back the starting quarterback. So I'm all like, well, You know, he ain't been playing so hot. That boy was putting up Jamarcus Russell numbers. That shit was abysmal. Hard to watch. Cringe football. But man, that was like, he really didn't have no choice. It was one of those situations where like they had already benched him for tapping out. So then he comes back and he's like, well, you know, hell, I got to do what I got to do to play some type of good football. And he did. He came out and he put up amazing numbers. Now, they play next week. Do I see him doing the same thing? That was one of those desperation games. I have to do something. Otherwise, I might be flipping fucking sandwiches at Subway next week. So, it's out to see. Who knows? I hope the trend continues. Will it continue? I don't know. 50-50, I guess. So then we move to Joe Burrow, who is by far the best quarterback in the league. And his team versus the damn Chargers. Now, going into this game, I was like, you know what? Joe Burrow's going to have to put on one of those masterclass because he has no help. Zero help out there. Motherfucker going to have to play offense and defense because his defense, man, do they just love giving up touchdowns. This Bengals defense is horrific. Like, the motherfuckers don't do nothing out there. Just be standing around. Couldn't guard a parked car. I don't really know what's left or right with them. But Joe Burrow comes out, and for the first half of the game, they were getting their ass demolished. It's like 27-6, and I'm like, damn, you know what? This game is over. But like for the past like three games, Joe Burrow has been throwing the ball. I'm talking about 300+, almost 400+ yards. 3 to 5 TDs, no picks. This man right now sitting at 27 TDs, 4 picks for the season. And this motherfucker is losing every game, no matter what he does, no matter how type of heroics he try to pull off. Because they end up coming back in that game, tied the game, and Joe Burrow came down the field. Should have been a flag. There's no flag. There's a lot of PI and tugging down there on the Hail Mary. But you know what? It is what it is. They lost the game. But he came all the way back to put him in a position to win the game. And it's just like, man, no help. Where does the Bengals go from here? Well, to be quite honest, I think their coach is fired at the end of the season. Like, that's that. I think Higgins is going to leave. And then I don't know where they go from there. You know, they got to get in the draft, start getting some pieces. That defense need to be completely retooled. And if it doesn't happen, I don't know. We might see a scenario where Burrow might force his way out of fucking Cincy. And if he does force his way out of Cincy, there's a lot of teams that talk about we don't need a quarterback. They will all mortgage their franchise to get Joe Burrow as their starting quarterback. So, there's that. I wish him the best. But shit, I don't really know. I don't know what can help Joe Burrow at this point. Put this man, like, if you had this, like, if he was on the Ravens, if he had that Ravens offense, motherfuckers would be undefeated. But, hey, you know. Which, another thing about them Ravens, you know, I had a Raven fan tell me this motherfucker Lamar has no help. Before, when they were rolling through everybody, And they were all clicking on all cylinders. It was nobody could touch them. Now the first game they lose is, Lamar has no help. You know, you got Flowers out there. They call him the goat kicker until he started missing field goals, but whatever. And then you got the best back in the league outside of Taylor. You got Henry back there. And everything's fine. This motherfucker Lamar has more help than any superstar I've seen in literally quite some time. Like, every time you turn around, the Ravens is giving this motherfucker more help. and he still can't win. And it's like, at what point do y'all just look and be like, you know, it ain't a talent problem. It's the quarterback problem. I don't know, man. I just need these Raven fans to start understanding that their quarterback ain't who we think he is. And the sooner they figure that out, the sooner they'll be able to start accepting like what goes on throughout the season and all the rest of the shenanigans that come with Lamar. Because once the playoffs start, that shit drops and falls off a fucking cliff. He does not produce in the playoffs, which is really sad. But, I mean, hey, you know it is what it is. Sunday, Minnesota and Tennessee. Now, this motherfucker, Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold is out there looking like, I don't want to say a prime Cousins, but moving on from Cousins and then their quarterback getting hurt to where it's like, all right, Sam Darnold is our guy now. And the fact that this motherfucker is 8-2, taking down the likes of the Niners, having literally one of the greatest games against Detroit, although in a losing fashion, but still, the fact that he is putting up numbers and keeping this team afloat, which everybody kind of threw the Vikings off and was like, you know what, this is just a tanking year. You got Sam Darnold out there. We'll be great if we win a couple of games. Whatever, we'll tank, get our quarterback some more help. He'll go back to the bench, and we'll really start this season off. But no, he has put them in prime playoff contendership. Jeddah is out there looking amazing. You know, one of the best teams in the NFC. How far they go, I'm not really too sure. I don't know if they're capable enough of really beating somebody once come postseason starts. And it also depends on who they match up with. If they match up against literally anybody that can expose them or show them that, like, hey, you know, you're not about to fluke your way through here, they will lose. But I mean, if they match up against some bottom feeding team that kind of like snuck into the playoffs, they probably can't win that game. So who knows? We're at the home stretch now, so we'll get there. They play Tennessee. Tennessee is a complete dumpster fire. The Will Levis shit is not working. This motherfucker's addicted to throwing picks, turning over the ball. And it really sucks because, like, Tennessee went out and, you know, really got some pieces. And I was like, you know what? Tennessee can make some noise if Will Levis makes that leap. And, you know, they had enough offensive pieces to at least just be contenders in the AFC South. Because the AFC South is really bad. But, you know, going into it, I figured Houston would be number one. And if Will Levis made that jump, Tennessee should be number two. No. Tennessee is down there with Jacksonville. Them two motherfuckers are struggling. It's looking really, really bad for Tennessee to the point to where they're probably going to go in there and be like, you know what? We need another quarterback. We got a lot of people coming out this season from college. Maybe you can sneak your way in there and get a quarterback. I'm not really sure what the draft picks is looking like because them and also Jacksonville. Look, Kelly Clarkson is not it. They are looking horrible. I don't know what happened from when they went to the playoffs. He made that comeback. He went and played Patrick Mahomes, lost a narrow fight. And then it was just like he got paid. And then the brother forgot how to throw a football because, man, watching Jacksonville play, it's really rough. And it's like, where do they go from here? He's supposed to be the franchise quarterback. We just paid you all this money. And you just regressed right in front of our eyes. Man, all I can say is just keep tanking. It's another team that, brother, it's probably time for you to look and get another quarterback. That head coach probably losing his job too at the end of the season. A lot of these coaches are going to be losing their job at the end of the season. You know, but they played the Detroit Lions, best team in football. Jared motherfucking Goff probably is going to win MVP if Josh Allen doesn't come in and take it from him, but it'll probably be Jared Goff. These fucking Lions are out here just destroying every team they play. And having some of the best football I've seen. You know, the Lions coming from a team that used to just be at the bottom every league, every year, struggling to just get one win, have completely revamped their franchise. And, you know, I still would say I don't really know who could beat them in the NFC, judging by how the field was, because going into the season, I had the Niners being the best team in the league. Injuries kind of derailed that. A lot of regression from players derailed that, where the Lions are struggling to stay above the Niners are struggling to stay above 500. I don't really know. Well, you know, McCaffrey is back. I don't know how well that's going to go coming back from an Achilles injury. So far, he's been playing fine. He hasn't been like the McCaffrey that we're used to seeing, especially last year, the offensive player of the year. Motherfucker couldn't be stopped. But, you know, only time will tell. And let's say he kind of gets it back going, recovers. The Niners could make a push. And then with Brock Purdy in now, they might be able to just, you know what, have one of them little Eli runs where we get into the playoffs. And it's like, well, no team really wants to see us when we're firing on all cylinders. So if Detroit just so happens to match up against them and play them, that should be a pretty good game. We have the Packers, this man Jordan Love, playing some good football. They barely squeaked by the Bears. And that Caleb Williams pick is looking horrendous each and every day. But Jordan Love doing what he has to do, keeping this Green Bay team afloat. You know, they're looking really good. They could possibly make some noise in the playoffs depending on who they play. And they have a favorable matchup. I can see the Packers trying to make a deep postseason run also. The Raiders. The Raiders in Miami play Miami. Tua's back. Tua's looking good. Hopefully Tyreek and them start picking it up, because I know, man, it was looking real rough out there for Miami. You know, when Tua went down those four games. But since they've been back, they've been clicking and looking like the old Dolphins before. They could possibly make some noise in the postseason, getting into a wild card slot. I don't know who they could beat. I guess it just depends on who they match up against. But nevertheless, they could probably make some noise. The Raiders need to go ahead and hang it up. They need a quarterback. I don't know what happened to the Raiders. They went and revamped their defense. They fucked up and paid Minshew. And I was telling Raider fans, Minshew ain't it. And it's like, you just got to be patient. The Raider fans are looking hella bad right now. You know, down in the depths of hell. I don't know where they go from here. Like I said, a lot of teams is looking for a quarterback. I suggest they get the tanking. You know, but they're going to be competing for a quarterback slot right there with them fucking Cowboys now. Monday, them Cowboys got absolutely obliterated by Houston. Dak is out for the season. He has season in the surgery. I would have season in the surgery too if my team was looking that bad. Only give it a couple more weeks before CD gets a random hand injury to where he can't go no more. But it's looking like Mike McCarthy's getting ready to be let go. We got Micah Parsons over there bitching and crying on the other side of the field, you know, laying it in on his coach. Cowboys, coincidentally enough, they have a quarterback, but they need to go into the draft looking for a quarterback too. Dak ain't it. It is not working. They should have never paid him, but I mean, I guess it was one of those we don't have no choice. But yeah, be expecting Dak to be on the trading block. They're going to have to get rid of my boy. As a matter of fact, they got the perfect quarterback in their own division, since my boy, the Giants, released Danny Dimes of all quarterbacks. This man went from getting paid to being the starting QB to being the backup to then being the third string to then getting cut. Man, prayers for that boy, Danny Dimes, man. He didn't deserve none of that. But coincidentally enough, teams that's looking for a quarterback can get out there and get one. You know, the Cowboys need a quarterback. The Raiders need a quarterback. If Lamar keeps playing the way they play, the Ravens might need a quarterback. Jacksonville desperately needs a fucking quarterback. Tennessee needs a quarterback. I mean, they love picking up quarterbacks that don't nobody want. So he can go over there to the Steelers. The Steelers can pick up another expensive quarterback. Maybe they can do like some three play things going on. You know, you got Wilson coming in to start one quarter, Fields the second. Let Danny Dimes finish it out second half and go from there. I don't really know, but damn, man, prayers for Danny Dimes and them Giants. The Italian man himself is going to be the starter, so we'll see what they look like moving forward. I still predict them going 0-0 whatever remaining games they have, because the Giants are fucking horrible. The Rams. Drake May is looking good for, I guess, the Patriots standard. He's coming in. He's doing what he has to do. The Patriots are still really bad. They still have a long way to go. But as far as Drake May goes, I mean, he's solid. He's fine. He comes in, puts up a little stats, do what he has to do. And who knows, man? You know, give him a couple of years, revamp that team. They might be able to make some noise in a couple of years. Matt Stafford, him and Puka, finding a way to keep this Rams team afloat. Matt Stafford still out there putting up stats, running up the scoreboard. They're currently 5-5. Can they go and start making noise and start, you know, trying to make a little postseason run? Or whoever, maybe somehow slide their way into the wild card. Who knows? A lot of things has to go in their favor. But hey, you know, the Rams are being the Rams, you know, middle of the pack team. Bo Nix out there in Denver. Man, I wasn't a believer at first. I thought Denver was just going to be a bottom of the barrel team. Bo Nix, Sean Payton. But they have come alive. They're playing some good football. The stats suggest that they're a good football team. You know, but, you know, kind of like a dark horse. Like, it was a very surprise, because I did not expect Denver to be anywhere near what they are now. But then looking at their opponent on the other side, yo, man, look, the Kirk Cousin experience has officially come to an end. It's time to start Michael Penix. Let that man come out there and get some reps. This man, Kirk Cousin, has been looking horrible as the weeks have gone by. He started off the season strong, and I was thinking, well, you know what? The Falcons did it. You know what? They got Kirk Cousins. They may be able to make some noise. They got some good pieces over there. But I don't know what happened to Kirk Cousins. As the season progressed, he got worse and worse. And, you know, here we are now, to the point to where I'm just like, man, just put Penix in there. Everybody else has their rookie or second year or whatever they got just running around. You know, Washington has got their rookie, Jaden McDaniels, out there looking amazing, playing some of the best football ever that you've seen from the Commanders in a very long time. You know, Dan Quinn's got that team out there ready to go. And I know the Cowboys are sitting there punching air the fact that they let that man walk out of there instead of just giving that man the head job. But whatever. And you know what? They paying the price right now, because this man, Jaden and Dan, is clicking on all cylinders. I love watching the Commanders play. It's always a good time watching them play. Good football going on. But, you know, as far as that goes, what else happened last Sunday? The Seahawks beat the Niners, and, you know, in typical Seahawk fashion, this man, Geno, with the game-saving touchdown, 12 seconds. Yeah, that's tough. Yeah, that's real tough. You know, both teams sitting in the middle of the pack, 5-5. You know, trying to fight to get into that playoff spot. I still had the Niners getting into that playoff slot, though, man. They sure do know how to let somebody down. And, hell, last but not least, you know, we kind of touched on it earlier, but, you know, the Chiefs and the Bills game, amazing game. You know, back and forth. Josh Allen putting up a damn near perfect game to beat Mahomes. I was quite surprised because I had Kansas City winning that game. But the fact that Josh Allen pulled it off, hey, amazing. Kudos to that man. Now that we've gone through that, kind of looking forward to the following week. Oh, I forgot to speak on the Jets. Yeah, this Jets team is completely cooked. I don't know where they go from here. They're definitely in the running for a quarterback because the Rodgers experience is not working. They even went out and got Devontae. It's still not working. I don't know where they go from here because that defense has regressed like no other. The saving part was like, hey, we got a good offense, a pretty good offense, but we got an amazing defense. And we were just a quarterback away. Rodgers come in and it shows, no, we are not a quarterback away. We are a whole team away. So the Jets are probably looking to revamp this offseason. They should be in the runners to get a quarterback. Again, my boy Danny Dimes is up there. You know, maybe he can come in and save the season. Put Rodgers' old ass on the bench. Let Dimes throw a couple of dimes to Devontae and show them that, hey, you know what? It was just the Giants holding me back. I'm really that man. So next week, you know, we got the Colts versus the Lions. Anthony Richardson is about to slice and dice this team up. About to hand them motherfuckers their second loss of the season. It's going to be a pretty good game, you know, but we're not having none of that shit in Indy. Tampa Bay and the Giants. Fucking Madoff. Baker Mayfield versus the Italian Prince. Oh, what do you want me to say? Two mid teams out there having a mid off. But the game that I'm looking forward to is the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Commanders. Oh man, Dan Quinn get to go and stick it to the Cowboys. Just, oh man, every time a team plays, it's like a revenge season. They go out and they just destroy the Cowboys. It's all like, you know what? All that shit talking y'all used to do throughout the season, all that hot dogging and fucking showboating, front running, that shit is dead, man. They're getting their ass handed to them by every team. When the Lions played and they put up 47, it was embarrassing. And I'm just hoping that the fucking Commanders run up the score. But that's it. That's my rant. Me coming back, kind of going over what transpired, what has happened. I'm going to be back on Sunday night or Saturday night. One of those to talk about what's transpired in college, so we can talk about the college football playoffs that's getting ready to come up. And then Sunday, we can kind of recap Sunday night and go from there. All right, y'all, I'm out.